One could say I've waited my whole life for this moment. I am aware that I have this physical body and I operate through it. And yet I heard the things as a child growing up, oh, look at that, you have the Davis feet. You're going to have bunions. You're going to have this. So my question is, okay, so I obviously accepted that because I have the Davis feet. And my question is, I know on an intellectual level and an intuitive level that yes, I have the ability to change that. Maybe if there's just some kind of an exercise.
Well, here's a good way to approach this. So there are a lot of people that notice physical characteristic similarities. And especially examples like that, where there are just things that you acknowledge run in your family. And so when we talk about how you are the creator of your experience, and you know that you weren't thinking about that, or you say, I didn't want that, and even though we explain that sometimes even when you're talking about what you do want, using words that sound light and fluffy, that you're really beating the drum of what you don't want, and we understand that you all understand what we mean by that, you can talk about money and activate the end of the stick that says have plenty, or you can activate the end of the stick that says not enough, and even though you're still using the same word and maybe even with a smile on your face, you could be offering a vibration that's disallowing it rather than allowing it. And it's sort of hard to tell the difference until you become good at recognizing what your emotions are telling you. But having said all of that, we want to take this to a new level of understanding, because in the same way that you can be a little one moving around your physical environment and hear your mother's statements about things and her worldview about this, that, and the other, until you hear it enough and observe what she's talking about enough, until you begin to see the factual evidence that match the words that she's offering, until it becomes your worldview too. In other words, you learn your beliefs from what you observe and from those around you. We say, and we say it often, that whatever you give your attention to actualizes around you. And so the idea that I should be truthful about what I give my attention to doesn't serve you very well, because there are a whole lot of things that are true, meaning somebody's focused upon them long enough that law of attraction actualized around them and made them a reality. But just because they're true doesn't mean that you should, or that you're obligated to focus upon them and make them your reality too. And yet a lot of people do that. Even Esther, on occasion, even today, with all that she's learned from us, will say, but it's true. And we always say to her, it may be true, but is it something you want to keep coming into your experience? Mm-hmm. Don't let your criteria be the truth of something. Let it be the pleasure of something. Let it be the way it feels. Let your joy factor be the discriminating factor, not the truth factor. So in the same way that you as a thinking being can listen and observe and learn and pick up mental habits of thought from those around you, the cells in your body are thinking mechanisms that can do that too. So it is not illogical that a person born from the biological elements of a family line of history, it's not illogical that the cells of your body would be remembering characteristics and continuing to display them. That's what your characteristics are about. In other words, it's a good thing that you have that sort of continuity. The differentiation that we want to make is that once you are here as source energy in this physical body, the thoughts you think become dominant. They are way more dominant than any cellular memory of a divergent nature. The majority of your cells, if you could isolate the components that make up the thought characteristics of your cells, you would be able to acknowledge that there's huge proportion of well-being in comparison to any proportion of not well-being. And so we just want you to know that if, even when someone is pointing out to you, oh, you have the characteristic of some physical attribute that you do not want to carry on, that at any point that you are, even at this point, hearing and understanding that you are the captain of this body and that you do get to decide, you can override any physical characteristics of any kind if you can focus deliberately and consistently, chronically, enough to shift the vibrational patterning within you, because the cells of your body are beating to the drum of the non-physical. In other words, they're beating to the drum of the well-being that is the loudest source of their stream. Most people, and we don't mean this in an unkind way, you're very lazy, sloppy thinkers. You would much rather observe and talk about what is than you would tell the story the way you would like it to be, because you have lost sight, most of you, of the power of the focus of thought. You're not demonstrating it in a conscious enough way. You don't make the correlation often enough between what you're thinking and feeling and what's manifesting. Instead, you just accept reality as it is. Well, this is just how things are. And we say, everything that is up for change. That's what a deliberate genius creator from source energy understands. Everything is up to change, and you came here to be the creator of the change. You did not come here to be the regurgitator of the family feet.
Oh, thank you.
So at any point that the contrast is significant enough that you say, I choose not this, what is it that I do choose? Now you've got to begin telling a different story. And don't you love knowing that whatever is manifesting is an indication of what you have been energetically defining? And don't you like that? Don't you like knowing that you're getting it the way you're thinking it, so that you've got constant feedback to let you know how you're doing? In other words, why get bogged down? It's as if some of you say, well, this is how it is, and I don't like it, but this is how it is. And I don't like it, but this is how it is. And I don't like it, but this is how it is. But I don't like it, but this is how it is. But I don't like it. And we say, as you start saying how you'd like it to be, and you start noticing that how it is begins morphing to support the story that you're telling, then, oh, you get such a fresh start on things. It's like getting your second wind, where you remember again who you are as a creator, and you begin to feel that invincibility coursing through you. And we really would like to diffuse any feeling of discouragement. We would like you to acknowledge that you are an expanding being. Every now and again, Jerry and Esther will have a co-creative endeavor that doesn't turn out well. And Esther especially feels disappointed in herself that she did not do a better job of sustaining the relationship all the way to a happy ending. And we explained to her, you're constantly changing. You are on a very fast track. Almost no one that you co-create with has the wherewithal to keep up with the head of steam that you've got going. Don't feel uncomfortable about continuing to rendezvous and rendezvous and rendezvous and rendezvous and rendezvous, but don't ask anybody to keep pace with you. Don't ask anyone to keep pace with you. You just got on your own fast track and rendezvous with your own current or energy stream, and let the law of attraction match you up with those people who are viable, temporary, always temporary components to the path that you are upon. Very good.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Now what? More things. Yes.